Hi there. Thanks for joining us on the Money, Money, Money podcast. I'm Surabhi Upadhyay, and every week we bring to you very interesting, relevant, and important conversations from the world of personal finance. Now, I personally think that even before you start thinking of mutual funds and investments, insurance has to be the first step. This week on the show, we are turning the spotlight on life insurance and term plans in particular. Now, term plans aren't necessarily as boring as you thought. In fact, there's a lot of innovation going on in the market, and product manufacturers are now coming up with products that give you several add-on benefits like accidental death benefit, a critical illness cover, and many, many more such interesting permutations and combinations. That is exactly what I am about to discuss with my guest on the show, Kshitij Mahajan. Thank you, Kshitij, for joining us in the studios today. So, you know, as I said, that everybody knows that at some point they will require life insurance.
Right.
But the typical question always comes in that, you know, what kind of a policy should I look at? Should I still look at ULIPs? Do I now just go for a term plan? Your initial thoughts on the subject.
So, as rightly said by you, it's the most important aspect of goal planning. In fact, when we were discussing before the show, the first thing one should look at is the life insurance as a goal plan. Mm-hmm. Because other things will of no use if the person is not there. When you say that 15 years you invest, whether mutual fund or any other thing, first thing should be goal planning aspect is that life insurance and medical insurance. These are the two important aspects
one should look at.
Second, when it comes to be insurance as a chapter, you know, I strongly believe that insurance and investment should be kept separate.
Okay.
So you have mutual
So you're the
fund.
Purists. You know, most of the experts that we get on this show, I can tell you this, are the purists who say that insurance and investments are best kept separate. So you're in that camp.
I'm in that camp. And I'm very clear about it that insurance key job is to protect you against any adversity, to help you achieve your dreams and your goals, irrespective of whether you're there or not there. And then to give you a risk-adjusted life as well as to live, make you live a sleep-adjusted life so that you should not be bothered about that, boss, what is going to happen if I'm not there? That's the purpose of insurance. So you have to protect yourself against 3D. Now, again, there is a term which I'm using, which is your death, disease, and disability, which is going to be given by term plan only. And I'm actually thankful to you also that because we have started talking about this, we have to do this show, we have done a lot of research on this, and we have come out with few of the examples what we've been doing. So let me
just quickly, you know, add on here what Kshitij is talking about. So the premise of this show is to look at term plans with a twist, because pure term plans have been around. But nowadays, you do get product manufacturers offering you certain additional benefits. I mean, you can club in health insurance along with your term plan. You can cover critical illnesses along with your term plan. Those are the kind of products that we will discuss. But before we get that, just the basics of the term plan itself. The sort of premiums that you'll have to pay, and I think a 1 crore cover is very, very easily to get in a term plan, right?
So I think one important part which for the benefit of all the viewers who are watching this show is that the basic term plan is that it for a given period of time, it will give you a cover for a given premium which you choose, let's say 50 lakh, 1 crore. And there is no payback after the completion of term. Let's say if you survive the entire term, there is no payback. It is just covering you that if in any situation or adversity of demise of the given individual, it will service that amount to your family if you are having that same incident happening in that term.
Sure.
So after the term is completed, there's nothing been given.
You don't get anything back.
Yeah, that's
typically
a basic term policy which is there. Now, it is the premium is as low as for a crore, which is start for 30, 35 years guy with 15,000-16,000 rupees a year, which breaks down to be 1,200-1,300 rupees a month only.
Yeah.
But then it is covering you for that 1 crore.
It's a big cover that you're getting.
It's a big cover which you're getting.
Yeah.
So it's like dining out in a month. You just taking out one dine out and just covering yourself for a insurance.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, only 3.9% of the population is covered here in India.
Okay. Where life insurance, you're saying.
Life insurance I'm talking about. And it has decreased from vis-a-vis last year.
Wow.
So point is that I'm not here to talk about that we should keep on buying insurance. We are here to talk about that term plan is something which one should all
basic
should
form
have.
The first insurance step that you need to take.
Even government is covering most of the underprivileged people with a minimum premium of 1,500 rupees with a 2 to 3 lakh of term plan also. So that's a basic thing which you require. So one thing is this. Second thing, when you talk about a term, you know, it gives you an edge in terms of going out and doing things which you have never done. In terms of like, okay, somebody is not covering himself or herself. Every time you have to be in that tension that, boss, what is going to happen next?
Sure.
How
sure,
I'm going
sure.
to service things?
Sure.
But once you have things which are plugged in terms of your term insurance, then you can look at investing other things also.
Exactly. So again, I'm completely with you on this.
Right.
Yeah, the first thing that you need to do after your health insurance needs have been met is to look at a term plan.
Right.
The term plan, as you explained, typically doesn't pay you anything back.
No.
It's pure protection.
So so you can say the old avatar of term plan used to be like this. Now, a couple of insurance manufacturers have started paying back also.
Okay.
Just to add, HDFC and Tata is giving, you know, return of the entire premium after the completion of the term.
Wait, hang on. So you're saying this is a term plan?
Yeah.
But you get something back if you survive the term of the policy?
Yeah. You don't get any return. Only the premium which you have paid, you get that premium back.
The entire premium back?
Entire premium back. But in that case, the premium which they charge on a yearly basis is a little high vis-a-vis the normal premium which you get in other policies.
Okay, how much higher?
It's 15% higher normally vis-a-vis other. But yeah, you know, if you think that you're buying for 30 years and if you think that you're going to survive and you want something out of the term plan also, that there is an option given with this type of, you know,
Okay, so 15%. I think this is something very interesting that people can keep in mind.
Yeah.
If you're willing to fork out 15% higher premium, then you can look at products, term plans, where in case you survive the entire term of the policy, you actually get your entire money back, your entire premium amount back.
Right, without any returns. That's a premium only.
Sure, but the premium comes back.
Yeah, premium comes
back. Without any returns.
So there are new things, and with a new avatar, you know, it's
so HDFC is one you mentioned, and Tata.
Tata and HDFC, they are doing right now. And I believe as and when... we go, you know, many
market
other
expands,
companies, other people will also start coming out with these type of policies.
Okay.
So these are interesting products now, what we have there on the card, which we are talking about.
Now you're getting these term policies with some sort of, you know, health insurance covers thrown in.
Right.
What sort of products are these?
So the very basic idea of term plan initially was to just give a cover. But as and when, you know, the industry is evolving and we are learning from you know, countries from west to also that, you know, you have to give a complete package in terms of, you know, covering the client. So one is obviously term has been used only and only by the nominee of the insured guy. But there's no benefit which actually insured guy is getting.
That's true.
So in case of, let's take for example, somebody has bought a term plan of 1 year and he met with an accident. And now he has been disabled to work and maybe he has some critical illness, let's say a heart problem or a cancer problem. There is no cover for that.
So unless he's bought those covers separately as part of his health insurance plan, I mean, policy doesn't do anything for him.
Doesn't do anything. You know? So what they have done is with a very minimum amount of additional premium they have added to the policy and they have taken out and form a structure wherein a client is going to get benefit out of the entire piece. That's what we have done. So let me talk about, first of all, let's talk about accidental cover, you know, which is there. This is the most important part. Now, when you talk about accidental cover, you see there are 4,000 deaths on a daily basis in India because of accident, out of which 80% of deaths are on road. Now, when I'm talking about these deaths, you know, when you have a term policy, which is of 1 year, normally if something will happen to someone, you'll get 1 year. Now, with as low as amount of 800 to 900 rupees on a monthly basis addition to the existing term plan, you can get a 1 year plus accidental cover also. So let's take example. Somebody has taken a term policy at 30, for 30 years. And if nothing happened to him after 60, nothing will be paid. Let's say if he died because of some natural cause at 56 or 57, his nominee will get 1 year. If he died because of accident, you know, after 5 years only, then his nominee will get 2 CR. Now, to look at the difference which I want to share with you for us for 1 CR of policy. I've taken example of two companies, ICICI.
Well, actually, before we get down to the cost, let me understand this. Now, you're talking about a term plan along with an accident cover. In which case, if in an unfortunate instance, this 30-year-old happens to meet with an accident, and then he or she passes away, then the nominee gets the 1 CR of the term cover.
Plus one CR of
the accident cover.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is in event of actual death. That's how the 2 CR gets paid out to the nominee.
This is called accidental death benefit.
It's the accidental death benefit. So if you have accidental injury, then this is not a product.
No, this is not this product. This is accidental death benefit. So I've taken an example of two companies, ICICI and HDFC. In case of ICICI, if you buy a normal term, let's say 35-year guy, a normal term of 1 CR, he has to pay close to about... 17,610 rupees. Okay. That's for 1 crore for a 35-year guy.
Okay.
And in HDFC, that's 17,575. Almost same, 50, 60 rupees here and there.
Okay.
But if we buy an accidental death cover of 100% cover, which is like 1 year plus one year,
yeah.
Then the additional premium which he has to pay for a year is only 5,600 rupees, along with 17,000.
Oh, so along with 17,000, an additional fork out of about 5,600.
Which is 480 rupees on a monthly basis. And you're covered for You're doubling your cover.
Yeah.
So look at the type of risk which is there. I'm talking about the numbers of people which are getting died because of accidents. Yeah. I think this is one of the very good features that they've added.
Okay.
So this is the one feature, first feature.
This is the accidental death cover. So if you're interested, if you think you can afford that kind of premium, if you want that kind of security net around your family, the nominees that you have in mind, then the accidental death cover can immediately really raise the cover amount itself. It can double your cover. That's the one aspect of
it. So my suggestion here is if somebody is saying that I want to add on more premium to this, then reduce existing cover by 25 lakh and add into accidental cover. You can do that also. You know, you can, or maybe let's say not take the entire 100% of the cover. You can do 50% of the cover also. You can take 25% of the cover also. It's not that you have to take 100% cover. Accordingly, your premium will reduce.
But yeah, so I mean, don't take a 1 CR term plan. Take a 50 lakhs for that matter.
Yeah.
And then add the accident cover onto it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Another thing, which is the second thing, is your which is called as critical illness.
Okay.
So in that case, what happened normally, if you're taken a critical illness, you have taken a 1 CR cover and you've taken 25 lakh as critical illness.
Okay.
In that case, what happened if something detected, let's say if normal disease of cancer or some heart problem or some other kidney problem detected, that case, you've been immediately paid 25 lakh. So if you actually see the type of expense when you go to a hospital and get the treatment done is actually not less than 15, 20, 25 lakh rupees.
No, absolutely not for these kind of critical situations.
So in that case, immediately this amount is paid to you.
So the whole amount is paid out immediately?
Immediately is paid to you.
Okay.
And your premium for critical illness will not be charged from there onwards. And your term will reduce by that 25 lakh. So now from there onwards, you'll be covered for 75 lakh rupees.
Okay, let's go over this again. Again, very, very important.
Right.
Now, this time we're talking about a 35-year-old individual who's taken a 1 lakh term, one CR term insurance cover and has taken, along with it, this critical illness plan, which is bundled along with the term cover.
Right.
Okay. So here, at the time of detection of a disease, a critical illness, first of all, the 25 lakh gets paid out to the insured individual immediately.
Immediately.
Okay.
Immediately. And his premium will be reduced by the amount of critical illness premium. Let's say if he's paying 16,000, 17,000 for 75 lakh, or let's say some 5,000, 6,000 for critical illness, that premium will be reduced immediately from that overall premium.
Okay, so then you'll only be paying your term premium.
Term premium. Yeah. But the term will be reduced by 25 lakh. Because the critical illness is not an add-on 1 CR plus. It's
not
a part of that package.
It's 1 CR plus 25 lakhs. It's part of the 1 CR, the overall cover that you're taking.
Yeah.
Okay, but fair enough. I think it still offers a good amount of relief and respite in case you're detected with something as tedious as this. And so that's the second type of a term with a twist, as we're calling it.
Yeah, term with a twist. And just to close this before, I just want to add that there are 34 such diseases covered by a few of these manufacturers, like HDFC. ICICI, 34 diseases.
Okay.
So people can actually Google it.
The cost can just shoot through the roof. I mean, if you have to take hospitalization expenses and then, look at the add-on. So I think getting that lump sum of 25 lakhs is going to be a huge, huge benefit for the person and the family members.
I think these new policies, this new avatar is actually helping client a one-point solution, like a bank, Basically, you are just going there and you don't have to refer to different chapters. It is one chapter. Yeah, this is a part, this is a part. You can combine with different combinations.
Sure.
Third one, which we can talk about is permanent disability.
Well, before we get to permanent disabilities, one additional question on this critical illness cover. Now, critical illness covers, usually even with your traditional life insurance policies, you can take a rider, you can take a standalone critical illness cover as well.
Right.
So I'm just trying to work out in terms of costs.
Okay.
How much are you paying here to make critical illness part of your term plan?
Right.
As opposed to buying a standalone critical illness cover.
So let's say if you have a 1 CR term plan, as I said, you are paying close to about 17,000 on a yearly basis for that term plan.
Yeah.
Herein, you have to add 11,000 rupees on a yearly basis to get a 20 lakh critical illness cover.
20 lakhs?
That works out to be 900 rupees on a monthly basis you have to add.
Okay.
But you are covered for 20 lakhs as a critical illness.
Okay. Okay. So the annual cost is roughly around 11,000 to 12,000.
Yeah, it's 11,000 rupees. That's what it is.
Okay.
But you're covered for 20 lakh as a critical illness. So that's true. And moreover, this amount is paid, it is paid immediately.
Immediately, no questions asked.
As the detection of disease is there.
Sure. Okay. So that's the second type of term policy with an add-on.
Yeah.
What's the next?
So third is permanent disability. Mm-hmm. And the most important point about permanent disability is that, you know, let's say somebody met with an accident, and because of that, he lost one of his arm or one of his leg, let's say, and he's not able to walk 200 meters without any help. Mm. That guy is termed as a permanent disabled guy. Mm. So this is one of the features, and there are other features also through which you can actually talk about that he has a brain injury or some other injury wherein he's been termed as permanent disabled by the doctor. Mm-hmm. In that case, if you choose that plan also along with the feature, so there is no premium charge from there onwards. So okay. Let's say all the premiums are waived off.
All the premium including
Let's say 35, at 30 years, let's say Mr. X has bought this policy.
Correct.
And 35 he met with some accident and he became permanent disabled. Yeah. And he took a policy for 30 years.
Right.
For next 25 years, premiums have been waived off.
Including the term premium, everything.
There's nothing
there's
he
no
has
premium
to pay.
To be,
policy
to be
will be continued. Policy will be continued.
That's fantastic.
And if say that at the age of 50, he passed away, or at 45 he passed away, then 1 year cover which he has taken has been 1 year has been given to his nominee.
Okay.
So that's a beautiful feature that somebody. Now, their point is that how he is going to manage.
How
the
will you
expense.
Manage your income exactly once you become unfortunately disabled? Then obviously the income streams will be impacted as well.
So that's okay. another feature which they have added to the overall kitty, and where the cost is also not much. It's hardly 550 rupees on a monthly basis which gets added.
Okay.
Close to 6,000 more, and you can add this feature to your policy also.
Okay, so well, that this is all very relevant, I think, to keep in mind. There are three, you know, special benefits that we've already discussed.
Right.
One is the accidental death benefit.
Right.
Then there is the critical illness benefit that you can add on with your term policy.
Right.
And, of course, this permanent disability.
Right.
Okay.
So now another important point when you talk about that, you know, the basic term policy used to be that there's a term for which you are covered. If you're not able to survive that term, your beneficiary will get the benefit.
Sure.
If you're able to survive that term, then nothing is given to you.
Yeah.
You know, and then we discussed there are a couple of...
Some of those like the HDFC policy, Tata you mentioned, which give you the premium back.
Yeah. Now in the new term policies, without any charge, additional charge, there is a terminal illness factor has been added.
Okay.
I don't know how many people are aware about that. Terminal illness is that if any of the policy holder has been certified by two authorized doctors, maybe one government doctor and one, your good qualified doctor, that this guy is not going to survive more than 6 months from here.
Okay.
The money is immediately given to the insured guy himself. That's a new factor added by three, four manufacturers.
Okay.
This is called terminal illness.
Okay.
So then he can decide in his life only what he wants to do with that money.
What to do with the money, whom to give it to, if there's any other use that he can sort of put it to.
But it has to be certified that he's not, you know, after certified, it might be possible that he can survive a little more, but that's, you know, that's what...
But there's a doctor certification that's required stating that this individual
He's not going to survive more than 6 months. So that is called terminal illness. That's another thing which is now added to a basic term plan without any additional cost.
Oh, so there you don't need to do any add-ons, nothing.
No.
Are most term plans coming with this feature now?
I think 5-6 are there. Like Max is there, ICICI is there, HDFC is there, Raleigh Aragon is there. So I'm aware about four which are doing that. I think eventually everybody will come out with that. They have to be competitive. They have to give all these type of features
as
a value to clients.
Absolutely.
So that's another feature which is there, which is very important. Now, these are the features. Now, another thing, initially, life cover used to be till 65, then it becomes 70. Now, you can opt for a life cover till 85 or you can opt for a life cover till 99 also. That's another important factor.
Life expectancy is increasing.
Yeah, it's increasing.
People are living longer and longer. Yeah.
People are living longer and longer, so you can opt for 85 or 99 also. Second, one can choose that if something happened to him, how he want his family to get money. Initially, let's say somebody opt for a 1 year and something happened to him, his family gets 1 year.
Yeah.
But in this, the new regime of this new term plans, you can choose, like you say that 50% of the money is given immediately and then on a monthly basis, the money is given to my nominee.
Okay.
And you can actually choose between that nominee has been giving monthly a same amount of money, you can increase the amount of money also.
Sure.
So let's say 10% increase every year.
Sure.
Depending on, because there's an inflation factor which is there.
Right.
So there are different permutation combination you can actually take out on the chapter, and you can actually do as per your convenience.
So plenty of flexibility that is being...
Yeah.
question here is, Ritesh, that while I'm fascinated that, you know, there are so many innovations in the market and so many interesting products out there, it also leaves one confused. Now, how do you build your insurance matrix? You need your basic Mediclaim, then you need obviously a life insurance policy. Should you buy critical illness standalone? Should you bung it in with your term? Then there is disability that you have to think of. There are specific illnesses that you might want to think of. If you have a family history, diabetes, heart, etc., cancer.
Right.
Help us construct an insurance matrix for any individual, 30, 35-year-old individual.
So one thing, whenever you buy a term plan, like I can talk about, take a combination of a term plus accidental death benefit and a critical illness.
Okay.
So obviously there are other things, you know, one can choose as per his need. But if you actually see, this is the best you can cover, you have covered a lot
of
it.
So you're saying take a term plan which gives you accidental death benefit and critical illness benefit.
Yeah. Okay. Because accidental death benefit will not cost you more than 400 and your critical illness will cost you close to about 800.
On a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis. So but it is covering you for 1 plus 1, 2 plus 20.
Okay. And so you have products which will give you all three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can
choose.
You can actually carve out a product for yourself.
You can pick and choose. You can opt which can particular add-on you want.
They have these type of products.
Okay.
Second, when you talk about a family history, you know, my sincere suggestion to most of the viewers are that they can look at buying a heart and cancer policy separately.
Okay.
And the reason is every 3 seconds, one person dies in India because of heart attack, every 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talk about cancer, the way it's growing, we have 15 to 16 lakh cases coming up by 2020. Death cases I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, and obviously there are there's a history to it, the type of environment which is there around.
Sure.
Pollution
stress
is
levels,
there, stress
cetera,
levels are there.
Yeah, yeah.
So one should look at buying that policy separate.
Okay.
And that will also not cost much. It is hardly 350 rupees if you buy a heart and cancer policy separate, which is a cover of 25 lakh rupees. Hardly 350, 400 rupees.
Okay, so let's look at an annual cost.
Right.
If we start adding all the premiums up, so you tell me what will be the annual insurance premium outgo for, you know, person who's adding all these covers that you mentioned.
So for 1 year, it will cost you close to about 28,000, 29,000 rupees.
28,000 to 29,000 rupees.
That's what the total cost will come.
Okay.
And
which includes what all? Which includes basic life cover, term
basic
cover.
Basic life cover, yeah. Which includes your accidental benefit, death benefit, and third is your critical illness.
Critical illness also.
So when you have critical illness, then there is no need for you to go for a separate
cancer
policy. So 27,000 is the total cost which will come for this entire
package put together.
Yeah. This is the cost which will come.
Okay, and some of these policies, when you go for medical insurance otherwise, you have things like pre-existing conditions and then, you know, there are exclusions, etc.
Right.
So, are there any of those fine prints that we need to be aware of when we are buying critical illness covers as part of term insurance?
So, when you opt for insurance, you know, they give you an entire list of things which they cover.
Hmm.
And they give you an entire list of things which you have to go through a medical test, basically.
Sure.
And that will ensure that you have time for insurance. Let's say if medical is not right, they themselves will return the money to you.
Okay.
So that is something which is very much there.
Okay.
And another thing, when you are buying a policy, there are three things which one should be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
One is, rather than buying offline, buy online.
Okay.
Buy online, whether you want to buy through a manufacturer or buy through a distributor, you can buy online.
Okay.
The premium will be as less as 15%.
Oh, there's a 15% discount on the premium if you're buying online.
15% discount when you buy a policy online.
15 to 20% discount.
Yeah, that's there.
Okay.
And you can do it through your distributor. You can do it through your, manufacturer.
Directly with the company.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that go directly, but that you can choose if you have an advisor.
But go online, click.
Click.
That's the motto. Okay.
Second, look at the claim settlement ratios. So there are four companies where I should advise that they are claim settlement ratio in excess of 95%, which is LIC, HDFC, ICICI and Max.
Okay.
So look at that, because eventually you need a claim and then that's what it's all about. And third is that start early.
Sure.
Start early so that your premium is fixed. Nowadays, they have a fixed premium policies. So the more you start early, the lesser the amount which you have to shell out
from
your pocket. This is how you have to do
it. Absolutely. Well, that's a lot of food for thought. And I think some very important points that you've raised as well. Shritesh, thanks very much. Hopefully, it will be quite helpful to our viewers. They can go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Make sure your insurance roadmap is absolutely ready. Do not delay. Do not even spend a day additional. Just go and get it in place. So keep it simple. Keep yourself safe and protected. And go ahead and complete all your insurance needs right away. We'll see you again with another interesting conversation next week.